Hello and welcome to Dating Down God's Way. I'm your friendly Christian relationship counselor, Tolu. I started this podcast after I began my journey as a single saved woman trying to navigate the dating scene in a godly way, and I've learned a ton since. Here, I share tips to make it easy for you to date in a godly way. I've watched my clients navigate the dating scene, enter godly relationships and marriages, and even step into motherhood. I want to do the same for you. I know how hard it is to be saved and dating. Trust me, I get it. And I'll be sharing tips to get you started on your own journey to your own godly marriage. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast so you don't miss a single power-packed episode.
Okay, welcome. My name is Tolu. I'm a Christian dating coach, and I specialize in helping women of faith attract men they can marry. I've successfully done this for my clients over close to the past 10 years. So today, I want to talk about why quality men don't find you attractive enough to commit. And how I came up with this topic is I'm currently going through applications for those that want to work with me one-on-one to learn how to date to marry. Dating to Marry is my one-on-one program where I show Christian women that are single and ready to change the way they date to attract their husbands how to achieve this. It's a three-month program because we really go through the process of exploring your dating habits, making sure that you learn how to use your patterns to your advantage so that you're positioning yourself to be presentable to quality men. And using this method, my clients have not only stepped into marriage and started an entire family. I have clients that are now mothers, but they have also gained confidence in the way they date. They've started whole new businesses. They've started working with clients of their own. They've gotten clarity around what exactly their husband looks like. So Dating to Marry is currently open. So if you're interested in working with me one-on-one to start attracting quality men and to start being in alignment with the man God has called you to marry, just apply by clicking the link in my bio or send me a DM. And I have been going through your applications and I have been conversing with you in the DMs. And I saw a pattern, okay? A lot of you are having issues with commitment. You're having issues with commitment. It's not like you're not meeting men. It's not like men are not talking to you. It's not like you're not having conversations with men. The issue is they don't want to commit, or they lie about their availability emotionally, financially, physically, for commitment, okay? And I want to break this down. I want to break down why this is happening, because this is a pattern I've seen with conversations I've been having with you guys in the DMs and just going through Dating to Marry applications. I'm seeing a serious pattern of attracting men that are not willing to commit. Okay. Now, we're going to dive deep, guys. The first reason why quality men don't find you attractive enough to commit, and I'm talking about quality men. I'm not talking about men that have shown that they are not worth the time. If that is your struggle, then you're really facing the wrong direction in terms of the kind of men that you're giving your time and attention and mental energy to. The reason is you don't think you're attractive. And let's really sit on that, okay? You don't think you're attractive, and I'm going to break down what I mean. We're tripartite beings, okay? That means that we're made of three parts, spirit, soul, and body, right? You have a spirit, you have a soul, and you occupy a body. Okay, there's a disconnect somewhere in terms of how you view yourself when it comes to attraction. It's either physically you don't think you're attractive, emotionally you don't think you're intelligent or engaging, or spiritually you're not sure of your foundation, which is why you constantly find yourself seeking reaffirmation from spiritual leaders. Some of you have been pressured into relationships where you don't even have any interest in the guy in question. You've started going from pillar to post to seek solutions for problems that God never said you had, because there's a spiritual disconnect. There's a lack of understanding of your spiritual identity. On an emotional scale, how this plays out is you don't necessarily know how to interpret conversations with men. You struggle to have interactive conversations with men. You really struggle when it comes to engaging with them. You struggle when it comes to understanding their intentions. And physically, you know, just as it suggests, you don't think you're an attractive woman. This may play out in terms of how you show up in public. You know, you like to hide yourself. You take compliments on a surface level. What I mean by that is you think, no, it can't be me that they are talking about. For some of you, the littlest compliments that a man gives you means a lot, because you're seeking for that validation. So you don't think you're attractive. That's one of the reasons why quality men do not want to commit. And men understand this thing very well, but women struggle with this. There's a difference between just having a connection and being committed, okay? Women, from what I've seen in my work, tend to confuse having a connection with commitment. Like, oh, he calls me every day, so he must be committed. He loves having conversations with me. He told me he wants to settle down with me. He told me he misses me, so he must be committed. No, he just has a connection. And based on that connection, he's expressing himself, which may or may not be true. I don't necessarily know the details of your particular situation, but it is not commitment. Commitment is a clear expression of intention. He's facing a particular direction. He needs to clearly say that he's interested in being in a relationship with you and so on and so forth. So one of the reasons why you're struggling to attract quality men that want to commit is you don't necessarily find yourself attractive. And why this is, how this plays out in dating, I've told you how it plays out when it comes to how you show up in the dating scene as yourself. But how it plays out in the dating experience is you don't move past the talking stage. Because what should be happening, and this is what happens with clients, is men should desire to take you out. Men should desire to want to commit to you. Men should desire to want to be in a relationship with you after a particular point. Men should desire your attention. They should desire for you to find them attractive. It shouldn't be the other way around. You shouldn't be, so to speak, chasing men for attention, for time, for emotional support, and so on and so forth. It should actually be the opposite. So how this plays out when it comes to attraction is you're not moving past the talking stage. The importance of that point is in noting that there's an emotional disconnect in how you present yourself and how you perceive yourself when it comes to attraction. Okay, maybe you're unsure of yourself when you're having conversations with men. You're doubting whether, okay, is it the right time to tell him that I want something serious? Is it the right time for me to mention that shouldn't we enter a relationship? Is it the right time for me to say we should go on a date? You're constantly questioning your thoughts. And what happens as a result is you rotate round around the talking stage. You never move past it. You constantly find yourself in that cycle for months. Okay. You find yourself in that cycle for weeks. You are constantly in confusion in that specific spot with different men. With different men. Spiritually, what this plays out like is you don't trust the voice of God in your life. So what I mean by that is you doubt how God speaks to you because you don't necessarily understand what it looks like. You're struggling with perceiving his voice personally. You have to rely on other people's interpretation. You don't trust what you hear in your spirit. You struggle to get into that space of intimacy with God. And you don't necessarily understand. You don't have an understanding about your relationship with the Holy Spirit. And that's why in Dating to Marry, it's a Christian program, okay? So all our sessions start with prayer because I strongly believe that the Holy Spirit lays an impression on my heart concerning each client. And we explore from a spiritual angle the gaps and the nuances that they need to pay attention to so that they are positioned spiritually and not just physically, positioned spiritually to be able to attract quality men. So how this plays out is if you don't have that spiritual sensitivity, it will translate in how you attract men. It will translate because you will know something is off with the guy, but you don't trust what that is. You don't trust your understanding, your intuition. That's what I'm trying to say. Or you always seek another opinion. A pastor has to tell you it's okay. A preacher has to tell you that, yes, this is the route. You don't trust that relationship you have with God. Because you don't trust your, because when you understand your spiritual identity in Christ, you will have an anchoring in that space, and you will know that you are attractive in that way, and that attraction will be able to tell you who your husband is. It will be able to tell you when a man is serious and when a man is not serious. And this is what we show Dating to Marry clients how to do, because I've seen it play out with clients in a way. I literally had a client, you may never have heard me refer to this client, but always, because to me it was just amazing how she went from doubting if she was even called to marriage to going through the Dating to Marry process, getting conviction and confirmation around her true marital calling. And once she did that, she was now in a position to attract her spouse. She's married now and she's a mother now because we reconciled her to her spiritual identity. That was one of the pivotal moments in the Dating to Marry program for her. And once she did that, a year after taking the program, she stepped into marriage. All she needed was that awareness, that identity, that awakening. Yes, that's the word, that awakening. So for you, there's a struggle there. You don't trust it. You don't trust your attraction in the spirit. And some of you, let me go even further. Some of you use celibacy as a disguise. So what I mean by that is you say that I'm not having sex before marriage, not because that is a truth that you truly believe, but because it is a way to push men away from you. You use it as a shield. And for some of you, you're not even aware you're doing this. You use it as a shield. You use it to excuse the fact that you're not interacting with men. You use it to explain why, you know, why you are not available for men. You put all men in the same category, like, oh no, once I mention it, they run away. But you are mentioning it because you want them to run. You don't trust your spiritual identity. You don't trust why you're attracting those men. You always question. You always doubt from a spiritual space. And that's what I mean by you don't find yourself attractive. You don't think you're attractive enough in the spirit. And to an extent, you even question your attraction in the spirit. When a man finds you attractive, you question whether he's attracted to you because he's drawn to your substance. You start thinking maybe he's drawn to you lustfully, maybe because you have big breasts or you have an hourglass figure. You question his truth in being drawn to you, you know. And I've seen a lot of you struggle with this, because I've had multiple conversations, and I'm sure I've spoken to some of you in the DMs, you know, and just going through the dating to marry applications, I can see the struggle. That's why I'm identifying it, and that's why in the program we focus on you. Okay, we start by focusing on you because you are the common denominator to your dating process, and you are the one that needs to make the shift for you to start seeing different results in the quality of men you attract. So yeah, that's the spiritual angle. Another one is you involve God too late. So what I mean by that is, you know, you don't trust yourself spiritually to the point where you don't trust that God will say. And the funny thing about this, you know, the Lord is just prompting me. The funny thing about this is, and I'm hearing him say, Botolu, that's the funny thing. I'm not even telling them that they shouldn't go on dates with that guy. I don't even intend to say that. But that's what you expect. So you don't take it to him. You don't take it to him because you're afraid of what you will hear. You know, you're thinking, oh, he's going to say no. God is going to say no. God is going to say no. And the funny thing is, I just hear him in my spirit just chuckling that, no, I'm not going to say no. If anything, you know, it could be an experience that I want you to have so that you have a clearer understanding of what it looks like for a man to pursue you. But you don't trust your spiritual identity to that point. And that's why there's a struggle when it comes to the quality of men you attract. That's why in dating to marry, we start with our spiritual identity. There's a lot of brokenness there that we're very sensitive to in the program.
Hold on a second. Ready to date your own husband? If you are, I'm here to walk and work with you through the process of dating strategically and practically using scripture to vet the right way to step into marital alignment easily. Dating to marry sessions are tailored to make your dating journey easy and aligned with your own unique marital calling. To become a dating to marry client, check the show notes for the link to apply to our program. Feel free to send me an email at tolu@tolufaloday.com. That's tolu@tolufaloday.com, titled Dating to Marry Application. And I'll be glad to share the link to apply as well and answer any questions you have about the dating to marry process. I look forward to reviewing your application.
And, you know, emotionally, you are ignoring the fact that you are not attracted to the guy. You don't trust what you're attracted to. Let me put it like that. You don't trust yourself enough to know that if I don't want this thing, then it must not be good for me. You doubt your own conviction from a mental standpoint. Okay, you question your own reasoning, your own rationality. And I've seen it lead so many women into the wrong marriages, literally, just because they don't trust that emotional sensitivity they have. They don't trust that attraction they have in their soul enough to know what it desires. And it doesn't matter the shape or form it takes. One of the areas that we expand on in the Dating to Marry program is how to identify your husband. Literally all clients that go through the Dating to Marry process can tell you exactly what their spouses look like, even if they haven't met him yet. And yes, our clients are married. Yes, our clients are successfully dating. Yes, our clients have a heightened awareness of their calling. Because I truly believe you know what your spouse looks like. You know what your spouse looks like. But there's just a lack, there's just a disconnect in terms of your awareness of what that looks like. And dating to marry will put you through a process that makes it clear for you to understand that, you know. Another client of mine, I remember when she came into the program, she was dealing with a lot of situationships. There was a guy that was just putting her in the middle. He will come, he will go, he will come, he will go. And she was just very confused. So we worked on making her, you know, one of the areas that we deal with is such a comprehensive program. That's why it's a 3-month process. So we worked on one of the areas that she really enjoyed when she, because I keep in touch with all my clients. So one of the areas she shared with me that she really enjoyed is learning how to communicate her value. And the man that she eventually became her husband, she had met him before, but they didn't see each other in that light. After the program, she met this man again. And it was so quick that she called me. I remember when she called me, I was on holiday. And I remember that conversation because she sounded like she was still in shock. And it was so funny because I remember asking her, "You can't believe this happening, can you?" And she's like, "No, I didn't expect this at all." I said, "But that's the point. You don't know how it's going to happen. But you can make yourself available for it to happen." So once we were able to make her aware of how she can make herself attractive by using what God has naturally already given her, she drew her husband in, okay, as she's meant to do. Okay, you draw what is yours to you. What is yours cannot pass you by, basically, is what I'm trying to say in a different way. So it's really important for you to understand what attraction looks like from you, from a spirit, a soul, and a body perspective. There's a disconnect there somewhere. That's why quality men don't find you attractive enough for commitment. They don't mind having sexual, men don't mind being involved with you sexually. They don't mind spending hours with you on the phone. But when it comes to commitment, something as simple as returning a call, taking you out on a date, it becomes a problem. And that's because you don't think you're attractive enough. Because if you did, there's a way you would present yourself where that would not even be an option. Okay, it's either they meet the standard or they do not. Now, I want to move on to the second one. You know, we've spoken a bit about value. I want to expand on that just a little bit. You're not confident in your value, okay? That's why you get attached prematurely. Because you're placing too much importance on a man giving you the barest minimum of attention. You know, see, so much as some of you, I've even heard you say things like, "He's smiling at me," or "I've seen him from afar. God said he's my husband." No, sis, you're literally hallucinating. God never said that. What are you on about? Like, what are you talking about? You guys know I'm honest. I'm like, what are you on? What do you mean God said he's yours? He's not even spoken to you. All he did was smile. He may not even be smiling at you in your direction. I remember I was talking to a client, you know, she had also gotten prematurely attached. So I was like, okay, let's break this down. Let's break down what actually happened. Okay, let's step away from what you wanted to happen and let's break down the actual facts of this situation. And once we did that, she was clearly able to see how she had basically imagined a lot of what she thought was going on with that person. And that's the danger of not knowing how to estimate your value. You start to see things that are not there. Okay, and you start to overestimate the barest minimum of effort. And quality men only commit to what is valuable. Just like, I'm trying to think of an analogy I can give you guys. Just like, you know, if I'm going to a Chanel store or a Louis Vuitton store, I'm going there because I know that there's a certain quality behind that brand. There's a certain investment that I have to make to acquire certain products from that brand. I'm going there because there's a value attached to that brand. I'm not going to treat a thrift store item the same way I treat a Chanel bag. The value is just different. So do not be surprised if quality men do not want to commit to you. And it's because you're not confident in your value. You're not communicating your value. You're not making it clear that you are a woman that is aware of her substance. You are a woman that isn't just available any which way. And a lot of you do this wrongly. You take it to mean that, oh, it means I shouldn't answer his calls quickly or whatever. No, it's way more nuanced than that. It's nothing to do with that at all. There's a way that you communicate your value, and we go through this in the Dating Marry program. It's what helps the client I referred to earlier to step into courtship with her husband so quickly that she was flabbergasted by the speed. And, you know, they've been married now for over a year. It's because we worked on how she was communicating her value. And it's really important for you to understand that so that you stop attracting mediocre men, start attracting quality men. If you're not confident in your value, you are going to repel quality connections. When you want to have a luxury experience, there are certain places that you go to and there are certain places you avoid. It's the same way if you are in a position where you want to have quality connections with men, there's a certain amount of value that needs to be communicated in the way you present yourself and in the way you position yourself. Okay. And what's interesting about not being confident in your value is if you don't have this awareness, you won't know when a man values you for the right or wrong reasons. So for instance, if I go to a store, you know, just think of any luxury brand, and they're attending to me, they need to have a certain knowledge about the product. They're going to ask me very specific questions. Okay, what are you looking for? What do you need it for? Have you checked it out online? So on and so forth. They'll put me through a process to make sure that they guide me the right way to be able to make the right decision. They're not just going to put anybody there, you know, to take Chanel or Louis Vuitton. They won't just put any staff member there that doesn't know anything about the brand, doesn't know anything about the product, because they're going to lose customers. It doesn't matter if they've already entered the store. They're going to lose clients. So it's important. What I'm trying to say is, if you don't even know why you are valuable, and yes, obviously we're all valuable, but I'm trying to get at what makes you unique, what makes you desirable. If you cannot clearly articulate that, you are not going to know why a man is attracted to you. You won't be able to tell the difference because you don't even know what is attractive about you. So how can you tell why a man is attracted to you? Okay, you won't be able to tell nonsense from a man that is actually being real, right? That's why you find yourself in situations where you're getting prematurely attached. Some of you are giving financial support. You are taking a man's word that hasn't shown you in any way, shape or form that he is someone that can be trusted. It's why you're in relationships, you're not valued. It's why you put all men under a general bracket, even though that just means you're dating only one kind of man. You're assuming that is all kinds of men, and it's not true. It's just that you're dating only one kind of man. It's why you struggle to let men end your exclusivity and why you volunteer it so quickly. You volunteer exclusivity so quickly. He doesn't even have to ask. You're already doing all the things, you know, going everywhere. He's already occupying your mind, already occupying your spirit, soul, and body. He's taking up space everywhere. It's why you find it difficult to date without attachment, right? And what we do in the program of Dating to Marry is make sure that you understand, as a woman of faith, how you are meant to go about the dating process in a way that allows you to choose your spouse. Because when you know your value, you will always have a choice. I'm going to say that again. When you know your value, you will always have a choice. Think about any valuable product, any valuable service. They are never operating out of scarcity. They are not focused on masses. Any luxury brand, you know, any highly valuable product, service, whatever it is, personality, they are not operating out of scarcity. There are always options. Because value will always speak the language of abundance. So if you don't know how to communicate your value, I'm not surprised as to why you struggle with having quality connections with men. Because it makes sense, because you don't know how to communicate your value. So obviously you are not speaking in a language of abundance. But when you understand that, and in Dating to Marry, we put you through a very specific process. Okay, that's why the program is a transformative process, okay? You know, it's not something that we just say like that. No, I believe in process. I believe in going, doing the work to start seeing the results. I believe in making sure that clients come through my program and have lasting results. I am dedicated to this work. This is literally my calling. So it's important for me to make sure that you are in a position as a client going through my process to know what your value looks like so that you can choose. Okay, I'm not just trying to get you into a marriage. No, I'm trying to make sure you get into the right marriage, the marriage God has called you to, the marriage you're fully equipped for. You know, I had a client reach out to me the other day. She's married now. And I remember when she was engaged, she said, you know, it's so funny. What you taught me, Tolu, when we were going through dating to marry is still applying now that I am engaged. Because the program doesn't, it's not, when God calls you to marriage, he's calling you to a lifetime commitment. He's not calling you to a temporary role. And a lot of Christians are dating as if it's a temporary role. They are focused on the ring. Oh, when did you get married? Sis, somebody can be married today and divorced tomorrow. When God is building something, he always builds on a foundation that is solid, and that takes work. So with our process in Dating to Marry, our focus is on making sure that you have that solid foundation, that you can build a home. You know, the lessons that you learn through the program are also applicable once you step into marriage. She's not the only client that has married that has told me the same thing. And I'm resonating with it here, or rather, I'm resonating with it at this point because I want you to understand the importance of knowing how to communicate your value. And the process that I show clients how to do in the Dating to Marry.
Hey, Queen, I see you're enjoying this episode. If you're interested in diving even deeper into attracting the right men, dating your husband, dating for the purpose of a godly marriage, Dating to Marry is the program for you. I work with you to show you exactly how to date to attract your husband. I'm going to walk you through patterns all the way to positioning yourself to date to attract the man that is right for you. I only work with 4 women. Make sure to check the show notes to sign up for our wait list. I look forward to welcoming you into Dating to Marry. Let's get back to our episode.
Next point. You don't know what you want in a partner. You are clueless. You have no idea. If I ask you, what do you want in a partner? I just want somebody that is a godly man. I just want somebody that has a nice job. Since you've not said anything. That's why you keep getting deceived. Because anybody can represent that to you. Any man can come up today and tell you that he serves in church, you know, he earns really well. That doesn't mean he's a man of substance. It doesn't mean he's ready to be a father. It doesn't mean that he's the right person you can build a home with. You need to learn the art of discernment. But a lot of you don't even know what that looks like. There's this assumption that, and in Dating to Marry, we really break down how to hear from God so that in your dating process, you can build your own relationship with Christ. You can build your own understanding of the language of how the Holy Spirit speaks to you. So I break down for clients how the Holy Spirit speaks so that they can readily understand the different ways to interpret when God is speaking to them about their spouses and how to pray. Okay, we have a prayer template that I give to clients to understand how to pray. You guys know we don't play with prayers here. If you've ever attended a convention or a prayer meeting, you know we don't play with prayers. Okay, we don't play with prayers. We like to pray. Okay, I believe in prayer and practicality, and we do both well. We don't play with either, but that's spirit or flesh. We're ready. Okay, so you need to understand what it is that you desire in a partner, and more importantly, why. So for you don't know what you want in a partner. You know what you don't want, because I mean, you've dated so many men that have given you what you don't want. And the reason you've dated so many of them is because you don't even know how to recognize what you do want. And that's why you get prematurely attached. And I'm going to go even deeper. You don't believe it's possible for you to have what you desire. Should I go there? You don't believe it's possible. You think, oh, you know, because of my history, because of the fact that I'm divorced, I'm a single mom, I'm in my late 30s, I'm in my early 40s, I'm in my 50s. Is it really possible? Can this really happen for me? So you date men that you don't want. Which is so funny. You know, sometimes y'all are not even aware you're doing this. You date men that you don't want because you're so afraid of what you want looks like. And I've seen this show up with clients. It's so interesting. Because, you know, clients come through our program and they start finding themselves having intimate connections and conversations with men that desire commitment, you know. And I've had clients come up to me and say, you know, I'm afraid. I'm like, good, we've gotten somewhere. The problem wasn't necessarily the men. It was the fact that you didn't believe that you could have what you desire. And it's because of that fear that it has become, that it was difficult for you to attract men of quality. You know, I remember unpacking with, in fact, two clients come to mind, unpacking with clients as to why they didn't want to commit to quality men in their, that were already in their lives, that were ready to, that they, that, that were ready for commitment. Men that they had attracted after going through our process. And it was at the root of it is because of fear. They were just afraid. And what we went through was to put them in a position where they understood where that fear was coming from. And it's because they didn't believe they deserved it. What I've come to see is the reason why quality men don't find you attractive enough for commitment is you don't even know what you desire in a partner. So even if that partner literally presents himself to you, tells you he desires commitment, you're still going to doubt. You're going to look for some sort of explanation as to why you should wait another 3 months, even though it will literally not change a thing, apart from waste more time. It's because you don't believe it's possible, and you don't think that you deserve it. And you see, there's a lot of mindset work that needs to go into the way you approach dating. Just like for me to stand up and say, I'm going to make breakfast, it has to start as a thought. I have to think about it first before it happens. For you to decide that you're going to apply for that promotion, it starts as a thought. So a lot of you have a lot of thoughts that have developed, matured, corrupted the way you have approached dating to the point where you are now paralyzed when it comes to choosing the kind of man that you desire. So you go for the less, would I say, the man that requires less work, the men that are not open to commitment, the men that don't desire a healthy relationship, the men that want to jump into things very quickly, that want to rely on you for financial support, emotional support, mental support. And it's because you don't trust that what you want in a partner is truly available to you. And that narrative repels quality men from you. Okay? I've been going through applications for the Dating to Marry program. You know, I've been talking to a couple of you in the DMs. And I'm just seeing this pattern of why you are struggling with commitments. Okay? You know, some of you have never been in relationships. You've just always been in a situationship here, there, and everywhere. You've hallucinated yourself to the point where you think men are interested that never literally expressed any interest. You've created scenarios in your head that do not exist in reality when it comes to dating. You are living through a narrative of men that isn't true. And it is only true to you because that is the only experience that you have of men, which is lying, cheating, manipulation, narcissistic behavior, and so on and so forth. And what we do through the Dating to Marry program, and this is why working on your patterns is super important. So apply for Dating to Marry by clicking the link in my bio. Or if you want me to chat with you about how the program works, or you have any questions about the program, or you'd rather just send me a DM directly, just DM me the word date and we'll have a quick chat. Okay. So if you want to learn the how behind this process, that's why I show you how to do in Dating to Marry. If you want to see testimonials from my clients, literally just check my stories. You know, I've put a couple of clients' testimonials up there just to show you the different perspectives of women that have gone through this process. Women like yourself that are Christian, single, professional-minded, desiring of a healthy relationship that have gone through the Dating to Marry program. We work on your spirit, soul, and body to make sure that you have that awareness of your attraction as a tripartite being, so you can sense and you are sensitive to your spouse. This is very important. You know, a lot of women step into marriages that they were never called to because they are not sensitive to what their husband actually looks like. And I'll say it again, a lot of women step into marriages that they were never called into because they are not sensitive to what their spouses look like. And in Dating to Marry, we break that down for you. You will literally know what he looks like, what he sounds like, what he feels like. I have a process that I share with clients on exactly how to do this. They are literally able to articulate exactly what their husbands look like after going through the dating to marry process. We work on changing your positioning so that you can start having practical interactions with men. A lot of you are just expecting, and I understand, you know. When I first came to the faith, I also fell into that delusion of thinking that the man would just appear from the sky. You know, God have mercy. When I say appear from the sky, I'm exaggerating, but what I mean is thinking, oh, he would just appear and say, you know, I don't know, because I don't even think like that anymore. But I know a lot of you are still holding on to that ridiculous belief. It does not work like that. Sis, it does not work like that, okay? There is a process that you need to go through, just like anything. A package is not just delivered to your door. You need to place the order, pay for it, choose a delivery address before you get it. I don't care how much you pray, wish, how spiritual you are, you still need to click a couple of buttons before that parcel finds its way to your door. So what we really work on in the program is learning how to be practical. Lack of practicality has stolen a lot of years from the way women have interpreted their marital. And what I mean by that is it has either placed them inside the wrong marriage or it has pulled them away from the right one. Or both, really. You know, people always expect the enemy to show up as an enemy when sometimes he shows up as a friend. You need to be very discerning. And one of the skills that comes through the Dating to Marry program is learning how to be practical with your positioning. Okay, it's a judgment-free space. You know, I never tell my clients, date this man, don't date this man. I'm not a matchmaker. I have not matched a single client to her husband. But what I am is I help you find your own path maritally. That's what I've been called to do. And that's what I'm very good at doing. And I can say that confidently. So our process in Dating to Marry is to make sure that you are positioned in alignment on that path. Okay, I can confidently say you will go through that program and you will know your path maritally. You will know what the men you're meant to date look like. You'll know how to discern. You will know what your spouse looks like. And that just releases a lot of stress from dating for you. You'll find that you're not getting prematurely attached anymore. I've seen it literally. In fact, I just remember the client when she started working with me, she was just in a toxic relationship, you know. Then within like a month, oh, I've left. Really? Yeah, I've left. This is me playing out the dialogue. I'm not with him anymore. Huh. And all she did was go through our process. I'm not the type of person to tell you this is a do and this is a don't. You know, if you've been exposed to any of our teachings here on Fan the Flame, you know I don't operate like that. You know? So what I make sure clients have awareness of is that self-confidence. Because it is very attractive. It is extremely attractive. It is attractive not only to men. It's attractive to opportunities. It is attractive to promotion. It's attractive to abundance. Self-confidence. That's one area that Dating to Marry clients confidently can come out of that program with. And we work on shifting the way you qualify conversations with men. A lot of you are basing critical decisions on very basic conversations. Because he said he likes you, you have now decided that you are going to get off the dating app. Or because he says he wants to come and visit you, you've decided that this is the man that you already want to be your boyfriend. Critical decisions on just basic conversation. He's just talking, you know. But you don't know how to qualify those conversations. You don't know how to communicate with men in a way.
Hold on a second. Ready to date your own husband? If you are, I'm here to walk and work with you through the process of dating strategically and practically using scripture to vet the right way to step into marital alignment easily. Dating to Marry sessions are tailored to make your dating journey easy and aligned with your own unique marital calling. To become a Dating to Marry client, check the show notes for the link to apply to our program. Feel free to send me an email at tolu@tolufaloday.com. That's tolu@tolufaloday.com, titled Dating to Marry Application. And I'll be glad to share the link to apply as well and answer any questions you have about the Dating to Marry process. I look forward to reviewing your application.
And the interesting thing I've seen with this is it doesn't depend on your age, doesn't depend on your location. Clients have come through our program from different areas. Off the top of my head, we've had clients in Ghana, we've had clients in Nigeria, we've had clients in Canada, the UK, the US, you know. And it's so interesting, different, you know, career paths, different age brackets, different experiences, all women of faith, all professionally called into the career space. It's just so interesting to see how conversations with men are so misconstrued. And it's because of a lack of understanding. And again, this isn't based on location. I just mentioned, like, I think 6 different locations off the top of my head. This isn't based on your location. It's not based on your exposure. It's not based on any of that. It's just based on how you qualify men. And one skill that I make sure all clients walk away with is how to vet and qualify men correctly. There should be a vetting and a qualification process that men go through when you are dating to marry. Because you are dating to marry, you're not dating for fun. You're not dating to pass time. You're dating for the purpose of marriage. So there should be a process to honor that destination. Okay? And that's what we show you how to do in the program to make sure that you understand how this looks like. Okay, guys. So that's what I wanted to share today. You know, why quality men don't find you attractive enough to commit. You don't think you're attractive. I've broken that down. You're not confident in your value. You don't know what you want in a partner. I got a question earlier about if the program is just for Christians. It is a Christian program, but it's not just for Christians. It is a Christian-based program. And what I will say is, you know, you just reminded me. I've worked with a client that was not a Christian, and it was just so interesting to see the results of her going through our process. She's married now, but it was just interesting, you know, because I truly believe there is the way God works is not for us to be able to determine. You are just there for him to use you. Okay, I'm just here for him to use me however he desires, you know. And if you want to apply for the program, go ahead. Okay, whether or not you're a Christian, go ahead and apply. Send me a DM if you have any questions. Just DM me the word marry, date, whatever. Or you can just say, I have a few questions about the program. I'm very interactive in the DM, so feel free to go ahead with that. But yeah, guys, so that's it. Okay? You don't think you're attractive. You're not confident in your value. You don't know what you want in a partner. That's why quality men don't find you attractive enough for commitment. You will notice that all the points I made are things you can change. I didn't say anything about you should go out 5 times a week. You should move to a different location. I said nothing about that, okay? Because the work has to start from you first. Well, that's where we start from you in dating to marry. You are, and I've seen this play out with clients in so many different ways, from them breaking out of toxic relationships to stepping into the marriage that they know God has called them into, to dating confidently. You know, I've seen it play out in so many ways. When you take responsibility for your part in your journey towards marriage, you have to partner with God. One of my favorite scriptures, faith without deeds is dead. You can't just say, God, I want this to happen, and you are not available for partnership. So through the Dating to Marry program, we show you how to partner with God in putting you on the path for marital manifestation, as I like to call it. But yeah, that's it. So I'm currently accepting clients. I'm going through applications right now. I'm responding to applications. So if you want to apply for the program, click the link in my bio or send me a DM saying date. I will talk to you guys again soon. Bye.